A letter of introduction by the author, Stuart Morris. Thank you so much for buying my audiobook. This is book one of four in the series of Conversations with Harry. Who or what is Harry? Well, Harry encapsulates many different energies within nature and beyond, including Harry Edwards, perhaps the greatest healer in England in the 1960s, and an energy who described himself to me as
a voice connected to the divinity,
continuing to say,
I am the one who can open your mind to the presence of God.
Those are quite profound truths to hear, and I did hear them spoken as I began questioning my life about the meaning of spirituality, questioning my relationship, my lack of finances, my losses, and all of the 10,000 questions we perhaps each have on a monthly basis as life brings to our doors challenges, some of which we don't think we will get through. We do. We always will. The answers I received became a philosophy that have helped me get through, as even during the writing of this book, I suffered two losses, my brother-in-law and my old best mate. And the book is dedicated to them both, and for all travellers like me and you who are trying to find a spiritual meaning for the things that present themselves to our door in the million ways that it's possible to do so. We are not alone, and I guess I always knew that. But even now, I crave that acknowledgement and validation from a source beyond my mind. And, in a word, God Himself. And I say that, unashamedly so, as that is my truth. I have followed that path of coincidences and synchronicities most of my life, most of the time, not even consciously, and still do. I am a seeker of light, and so must you be, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to this letter that I have decided to put at the beginning of this book. I guess I almost feel like I should apologise for the size of the book, as it can be listened to in less than 2 hours. But it's not here for you to listen to in less than 2 hours, it's here with you to experience light, as that is what you are.
You are the light of the world.
Harry told me just to think on that alone for 3 months. Before you begin to listen to the audiobook, close your eyes and slow your breath down, as this will open up something within you that is softer than the intellect. And from that space, perhaps as you begin to listen to a few chapters of the book, pause at a line that resonates with you, and then apply the teaching that comes from that for you. Or, after you have listened to the first part of the book, which is really there to set the background to how the connection with Harry began, once the dialogue begins in the second part of this audiobook, and you have listened once, then go back to that part of this audio and you will receive guidance. Or, it may be that you receive a message pertinent to that day, or even use it as an oracle. Ask a question of the divine universe, and your heart is open. Then you will be led to the right thing at the right time. And this book can be a lifetime companion, should you be open to the messages within. If you're feeling ill, or someone close to you is, then suggest they listen to the philosophy or healing track that follows the book, and magic will happen through the resonance of healing within the intention behind the book for you. Light language was never in a spoken form, Harry told me.
Spiritual healing needs no introduction to the mind, and the mind can't comprehend it. The language of light was never in a spoken form, only misinterpreted and expressed in that form when it had no other way of expression. The illumination of the light transmits a message of well-being, amongst other hidden messages, to the outer layer of the body. The internal dialogue continues to produce changes at a cellular level.
There is a part of you that knows truth. That's the part of you waiting for a message within the pages of this book. And that will begin an illumination process off within you that is connected to a healing form known by 100 different names. And yet, in reality, only one form of which you are directly in tune with, beyond the 5 senses you are aware of. Try and be still each day, as through the stillness, which is the most beautiful veil through which light and other incredible energies such as insight, wisdom, and abundance, and so much more can pass through. And when these energies are allowed to, it is the start of an extraordinary awakening.
As for the healing, that is not your responsibility at all. Your role is to present light to a soul whose light has become dim.
You can contact me directly on 077-344-59908 or via our website www.inthecompanyofharry.com. Then I can send you a healing meditation audio that accompanies the first book. I also run one-day workshops and retreat days where we explore through meditation and various methods the philosophy of Harry. You're more than welcome to join me for one of those days. Listen on a regular basis and slowly things will become clearer for you. God bless. Stuart.